approximate quantities. Apart from pricing up the BQ itself, this is the most accurate method, which is open to the PQS or the contractor's QS or the contractor's estimator. This is because it takes the design fully into account. It tends to be done in the later stages of feasibility when there is much more information available and, of course, during scheme design. It's the only system which you can use in order to price up external works, but more on that in a later lecturette. What it does is use the areas of the various elements of the building and the composite rates, and the two are simply multiplied together. A composite rate is a cost for a single element of the building, such as the external walls, for example, which is put together from the individual costs for the various bits of the element. So, for example, for external wall, it would come from the, as in the case of a cavity wall, the external skin, the cavity wall insulation, the inner skin, the plaster on the inner skin, and the emulsion paint on the inner skin as well. And the cost of all those various bits would be added up to give a composite rate for the wall as a whole. The area of the element is simply measured right the way across things like openings, for example, and windows are then dealt with as separate elements and taken as extra over the cost of the external wall element. Approximate quantities are used for accuracy. Only pricing up the actual BQ itself will give a more accurate result. And as the elements are designed, the individual elements can be priced up in stages as the scheme develops. So it's possible to do this as a check on the cost plan, which may have been developed from more approximate earlier estimates. The data can come from various sources, but a price book is a popular source, and all price books have an approximate estimating section, usually at the back, in which there are various composite rates. Alternatively, it's possible for the QS to put their own composite rates together based on unit rates. Preliminaries are dealt with as a separate element, unlike the superficial method where the overall rate per square meter gross floor area includes an allowance for prelims. With approximate quants, you can't work like that because you're working on the areas of the individual elements themselves, and therefore it's necessary to add a percentage over all the estimate at the end to account for prelims. That percentage would depend on the nature of the job.